Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Bitchin' Witches had Jerry Lee Lewis, who died at 87 years old last week. Bob Husker. Boogie Brandt Ski School.
Boogie Shot Up Fridge.
Bring Out Your Dead.
Bud Dwyer's Money Shot.
Butthole Disaster.
Butt Plug Socket Set.
Butt Plug Backpack. Backpack.
Butt Stuff Megan.
Absent Dad.
Oh, okay. Butt Stuff Megan's Absent Dad.
Calling Todd's Sasquatch.
Can I Explore Uranus?
Can't Read That One. That's actually the name. Can't
right.
read that one. Yeah.
Casey Anthony's Trunk.
We can read that one, which is horrible.
Yeah, it's bad.
Catholic Baptist Reject.
Celestial Droppings.
Chainsaw Accident.
Chicken Nugget Hooker.
Oh, that's true. Coffee and Colonostomies.
Cool Chips.
Is that a store? Is that a drive-thru? You stick your butt out the window?
Get that done
you put
when
some
you're
cream
50.
On that? I already did.
All right, I'm 50. I'm going to need a... coffee and a colonoscopy.
45 now, by the way.
Oh, it is.
They're saying 45.
Cool
now.
Chicks. Listen to TNT.
Where are you at here? Oh, yeah, they do. Cool Whip Caper.
Cornbread side piece.
Make some cornbread with that chili puss. Don't lose this year because of it.
Or find a way to make like a cornbread bowl that won't get soggy at the bottom.
Oh, like the, yeah, like Panera's bowls, the bread bowls. Yeah. But not only the cornbread. I think cornbread would soak right through, wouldn't it?
Yeah, there's no like the bread bowls are like a crusty bread that has a, you know, kind of a shell to it. Cornbread is not like that.
Are you planning on making cornbread?
No, I'm just going to make a chili.
And then you're just going to bitch about how you lost because you didn't have cornbread
for five years later.
I'm going to win on my own on the chili's merit.
That's not good enough.
No, it's not
good enough anymore.
Do you know going in that you're going to need cornbread?
Yeah. Just put buttered bread in there. Just bring in bread and butter. That's all I used to eat with that, you know.
I get everybody around here says
lay a loaf of bread, some butter lay in there.
Right? Everybody around here says cinnamon rolls go with chili.
I've heard that in this part of the country. I never tasted that, but it sounds good. I try it.
When I was growing up, it was peanut butter sandwiches. That's where they served it at school.
Oh, with chili.
Yeah, you got a peanut butter sandwich and you dip the peanut butter sandwich in the chili.
I'm not discounting that
and
either.
Yeah. It's fantastic.
I'll try it.
Is the cinnamon roll chili thing specific to this area?
Well, it seems like it.
Yeah, you're a Midwestern guy.
Not North Dakota.
But I've been reading that more only recently.
Yeah, that's the way they served them in school around here.
Growing up, I never remember hearing about it.
You're born and bred Omaha. Mm-hmm. Is that the way it was or not?
I only heard about this a few years ago.
Okay, then somebody made it up and act like it just.
I don't know if it's a marketing thing or.
Well, it happened probably in somebody's house, and they probably assumed it was everybody's. You know.
Yeah, my wife said that's the way they served them in school to the kids was with a cinnamon roll and
in
chili.
This town. Yeah, but you went to school here. You don't remember?
Yeah, I just remember chicken nuggets and pizza and stuff.
Well, they went to both. They went to different high schools
together.
Basically, you know, same city. So, probably just that one school had them all the time. I've been hearing that too around here. That people say cinnamon rolls and chili is the way to do that.
Yeah. I've never had them together. I like both of those things.
Yeah. It's not bad.
It's no cornbread, but, you know.
Yeah, I'd rather have just more salty stuff. I don't want anything sweet in my chili.
The peanut butter sandwich is something to give that a try, man.
I've lived here a lot of years, and it's just come to my attention recently.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I've never heard about it. I only heard it too recently. We have been here a long time, so we should figure that out.
Yeah, but we really haven't adopted a lot of the customs.
Yeah.
We really haven't embraced a lot of the customs.
Well, they didn't embrace us either.
No.
Except for listening to us.
You want
to
wear red and eat your chili and cinnamon rolls.
That's a good point. I really haven't embraced any of the customs. Cunnilingus chimps. I have no idea what that means. I like saying it. Had Jerry Lee Lewis. And we have... Is it What She Looked Like? No, not What She Looked Like.
More Tragic When She's Hot. Leading with 7 hits.
All right.
Daddy Bong Legs.
I'm going to keep going. Okay, we'll finish this out. And Daddy's Home. All right.
Dave's Man Canyon Driving Range.
Keep going. Okay.
I think he's trying to stop, Todd.
Yeah, I tried to stop.
Oh, yes. Okay.
We'll stop after daycare herpes.
It's always a good place to stop.
And then Dave the Duck, too. Dave the Duck. Both had that, too. Always good to stop after daycare. In fact, shut the daycare down when that happens.
Maybe stop everything after daycare herpes.
So try your chili. Earlier, an email, 44-year-old guy, been married 20 years. I got a couple kids. He says he's in decent shape, was a college athlete. All right, let that go. but you're in decent shape, and your wife gave you a go find somebody to bang on the side. F buddy, basically.
So what I love about this job, we don't make this stuff up.
No.
We get actual email. We could have a staff of writers that couldn't come up with the stuff we get for real.
No, no.
We could.
And even the threats.
Yeah. We could go through a subreddit.
Even the Trumper threats we get still.
And you're not going to find anything like what we get for real.
Right. And, he said he works in construction, so he's with a bunch of dudes. There's no women in his office. He can hang out, you know. I think he'd be creeping got people out the office at this point. Hey, I got a pass.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, you're married, dude.
Totally. Now you don't have a job.
Right. Exactly. Yeah. So it's good he actually works in construction.
And when we get this kind of stuff, we get a paragraph. We have to make a lot of assumptions.
Right. Yeah, so I'm not hammering a guy.
No,
He reached out to us.
But if your wife of 20 years says, here's your it's basically a don't ask, don't tell kind of thing, I'm assuming.
Once he goes
Sounds
and does
like it.
But I'm assuming now she's got less libido than he.
Other dongs.
Yeah, but you always assume that.
I tend to believe what Todd's theory. I tend to believe she just doesn't want it as much as he does, and so instead of listening to him, she's just like, look, go bang somebody else.
She's over it.
I think if she wanted another dong, she's just going to be getting those and not letting him get them.
Yeah,
she's just going to be cheating on him.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah.
Yeah,
but other dongs is always the answer to a lot of things.
No,
and I wonder if he has a vasectomy. Like, would you have to use a condom after 20 years?
Oh, that's right. Well, for maybe if you don't want to bring home some syphilis or something that, you know.
Yeah, or another suit. Hey, guess what? You have a brother.
All of a sudden he buys condom. Oh, yeah.
Well, maybe go get the vasectomy before you start banging another chick.
Yeah.
If you haven't already.
Or just butt.
That would be... that would be what I would... I'm not getting that offer, by the way. But if that would be my... That would be me. I would say, who are you calling? Oh, I'm getting a vasectomy Monday.
Yeah.
Because I'm not done. No more kids, you know.
No.
No.
Yeah,
So much
to think about when you get that dropped on you.
Well, for me, it'd be vasectomy. Yeah. You guys are all vasectomized. Is that how they
yeah,
that
say?
That works.
You guys go get it today.
That sounds like a word.
If you guys get that hall pass, like all our wives give us a hall pass today, you guys would be a week ahead of me, man.
Well,
I had to get the vasectomy first.
Yeah. Who wants to be disappointed?
Oh, that was good.
That's what I do.
You agreed to it. That's
I
what
guess
I
I'll
do.
Leave
so now.
Now,
this dude is feeling the pressure.
I think he's feeling the pressure. I think he wants to get it done before she pulls the card.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, he wants to get laid.
Right.
But he's not.
Yeah. You probably would have proved to your wife that you still have it, too.
Yeah.
He's like, you could go get laid.
Yeah.
And then if he's like, I couldn't get laid.
That might be why she gave him the pass, because she knows damn well.
Yeah, but, I'm sure he's not building himself up. You said he's in decent shape, you know.
We don't want to turn into that Onion article where it's like, world not biting on couples open relationship.
I love that one. It's just two frumpy people looking at the camera. I love that. I love that one. World not biting on couples' new open relationship. That guy's listening. We talked about you earlier. We're talking about you again right now. So we need some more details on that, on why you were given a hall pass. And we'll take a call or an email, or you can call puss, whatever.
You've been in that situation.
Or have heard that, or even heard about that situation with somebody else, you know. You might have some friends that went through that. I don't know any friends that got a hall pass. I know some friends that took a hall pass and didn't tell anybody.
That's called cheating.
That's just called cheating.
Yeah.
But I don't know any friends that actually got a hall pass. You know. Like I said, and in this case, it sounds like it's not a one time. She just said, go find somebody.
Yeah, this is like a mistress. Just, go find somebody to bang.
There are MILFs in this neighborhood, if you look at the porn. And they're living right there, and they want to have sex with you because their husbands aren't taking care of
them. Ready to bang.
Yep.
Everywhere.
So it should be pretty easy for him to find somebody.
Right.
Yeah, but your suggestion of a hooker.
That's what I say.
Yeah. Well, I know if I were given one,
you don't need
I decide I would go for a hooker, that's about the time.
Cop shows up.
Yeah, they got the sting operation going.
Right.
Yeah, and I'm on the front page.
And then you got to call her to bail you out from getting a hooker because she didn't want
to
bang you.
We used to correspond with that escort years ago. She wouldn't talk. She seemed real.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Yeah.
By the way, we corresponded on the air. This wasn't behind the scenes.
Yeah.
I remember her sending photos. She was really nice looking, but she was a high-paid escort in this town. She wasn't gonna. So she wouldn't be a cop. That's what you'd have to do, Todd, if you get that Paul pass.
Oh, correspond with her?
No, she'd have to find an escort that's not a cop.
Oh, yeah.
Because you're right. We'd be at some, hey, what's up? Oh, cops, up, Todd. That's when the local paper would put our names in the paper. Yeah.
Oh, they'd be happy to.
Yeah,
isn't there some sort of Yelp app for hookers where you can find one that's not a cop? There should be. You know, I mean, just because you got to.
Like you said, there should be right away. Like, isn't there something I found the other day, but I don't know it exists?
You can't find, you know.
I know.
Finding a word-of-mouth recommendation probably isn't going to happen, you know. That's, you know.
And you're right. And it's like, we've known guys that got caught in stings.
Yeah.
And it ruined their lives, and they didn't do anything.
Perfectly normal dudes.
Yeah, totally normal dudes. Football coach in this town years ago got totally screwed over, man. And we backed him, and he appreciated that. Not going to go back into that.
Why is there
He's probably sitting there in the car going, oh, Jesus, that was 15 years ago, Tom Tyler. My wife's in the car with me right now.
But why is there no legitimate way to find an illegal service, you know?
Yeah, if you don't.
I mean, come on.
Yeah. He could book a trip to the Bunny Ranch like today.
Yeah.
The whole thing's going to cost him more money, and that's probably what his wife would be pissed about.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. He could go to the glory hole in Wichita.
Yeah, but it's a big fat dude on back there, right? Oh, that guy's not fat.
We don't know.
He bitched, didn't he?
We don't know.
Didn't he bitch he wasn't
fat? 10 hours round trip.
No, he bitched that's that we assumed that he was gross.
I don't think the hall pass means old man mouth. Doesn't to me. Does it mean that to you?
But Nick keeps throwing it out there. Bang a dude. Go to the glory hole in Wichita.
That'd be funny. That's what you took up. I got a hall pass, my wife, and I went to the glory hole in Wichita, where's an old man, his mouth.
I'll be back in 11 hours.
Your head's banging against some board. Because that's... this is me cheating? Are you kidding me? This sucks. No, he sucks.
Got a big abrasion on your forehead.
There's guys in line behind you. Dude, you done yet? Like at a football game in a urinal.
Like, no!
My wife gave me a hall pass. I drove to Wichita to the glory hole. Right. Who's this?
Nobody.
Oh.
Nobody.
Okay. Someone on the phone?
No.
Okay.
No.
You're being cryptic.
I think he's going to have to go online.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, the dating apps, that's the only way you're going to find
it. Oh, I thought you meant what you looked for, the Yelp app, whether they're not hookers.
Yeah, okay. I don't think that really
not
exists.
Cops. Not cops, you mean.
But again, you got a lot of women. Some women are pretty smart, and they don't want to get involved with a married guy.
No.
Yeah, but I think if you're up front with the situation right off the bat, eventually you'll find somebody.
Mm-hmm. And if you just go through your personal life, if they have friends they're hanging out, like they're all couples and stuff, you can't be like, hey, so I can bang somebody.
No.
What's your wife doing?
He's got to go.
Do you hate your spouse?
Right. Outside the circle.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He wasn't going to, though. Originally in the email, he said, all our friends are coupled, so nobody's around.
No, you can't look among friends.
I know. But he's thinking among friends.
Yeah, because he's
What's your cousin doing? What about your niece? Yeah. She's 22. He's 44. What about your niece? And she and the wife goes, well, she's your niece too. Yeah, but not blood.
You're like the godparent.
You made it weird.
Wow.
Nick.
Wow.
You're not blood.
No.
You're the godparent.
You're wrong,
that is
Nick.
Hardcore. The niece is pretty hardcore, too.
but
non-blood, by the way. But godparents, even better. She stood up somewhere when she was baptized.
Yeah, I'll look out for you.
When you're about 22. That's probably happened. You know, I didn't want to ask for that. That's a trailer one. We'll get a trailer call on that one.
Walsh probably knows somebody.
That's very Glenwoodish, you would say.
Oh, an Underwood.
Yeah, that's very Glenwoodish, don't you?
Happened in a ravine one time.
I know a lot of guys that banged their goddaughters. Weird.
So
no, I bad, think, that's a bad Tyler Walsh impression. Yeah, but I have no idea. You got a better one? You've hung out with him longer than we have.
Wait, I could try. Like, you want to stop at Casey's?
Jeez, I like me.
Yeah.
Just a different timber. We are the we have a
yeah Michael Winslow and Frank Caliendo. Yeah. You two no. ain't.
None of us are Caliendo, that's for sure.
I can't do impressions.
No. Yeah.
No, I think Nick's right. I think the only way that he's gonna really find somebody is probably just an app.
Yeah,
you know.
But again, it's gonna take a while. Then
it might.
And like
it might.
Todd is right. A lot of women don't want to get involved with a dude just as a hall pass. You know.
But somebody will eventually. Eventually, you'll find somebody out there who's willing to just have that arrangement.
Well, and then I think that'll depend on, you know, what kind of piece of ass this guy is.
Right. We have no idea.
Yeah, that's true.
Right.
That's true.
And will he settle for somebody, say his wife's really good looking and not having sex with him right now. Would he settle for somebody that's not, in his mind, not as good looking as his wife? He should. Yeah.
It'll bring her up a few notches that she's ready to bang him.
Yeah. And then is she going to get all curious about
who
he's banging?
Yeah.
Because they tend to get pissed if you bang someone who's not as pretty as they are.
Yeah.
And then
true.
They get pissed if you bang someone who's prettier than they are.
Right.
They just get pissed.
They Plus, do. Like they get mad if you bang anybody else.
Right.
It's like there's a pattern there.
They're offended either way.
Right.
I can't believe you bang. Well, I can't believe.
There seem to be stories behind these comments.
Yeah. Well, they would get pissed either way. You're right. It's like, but like sure. Nick's right. It's like they're pissed you're banging somebody else.
But she told you to.
Doesn't matter.
I know.
It's called you're throwing logic out the window right there.
But you're supposed to bang someone uglier.
Mm-hmm.
But not that ugly.
Right.
What if you just said, well, I couldn't find anybody uglier than you, honey? You
said that. That'll help.
It's still the FBO.
That'll help.
The bar's pretty low there, honey. I don't know.
That might just force her right to the divorce attorney and just end things.
I look for a woman uglier than you, but I couldn't find one.
Email wonders if Ashley Madison is still a thing.
Yeah, but Ashley Madison was full of dudes. There was a lot of fakes on that, you know.
Yeah, the women on Ashley Madison apparently weren't real.
Remember the, what was that one most recent one, that conservative dating app that all these dudes were on and were pissed because no women were on it? That happened too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The right stuff.
When Ashley Madison, wasn't there a scandal a couple of years ago? It was like 10-1
Yeah.
Dudes to real women.
And that's when those names were leaked.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I mean, there were a lot of
but they had billboard,
bot women on there.
They had billboards in the major cities. I saw the one in Chicago that I was in there one weekend. Big sign. You know, life's short, have an affair.
Yeah.
Those billboards were everywhere.
Yeah, they did a lot of marketing.
I don't know if they were here or not. I know they were in Chicago and probably the bigger
cities.
No,
I didn't see them around here.
No, because we're the good life. We wouldn't do that. Yeah.
No,
we wouldn't allow anything like that.
No, not at all.
But yeah, it seems like your chances of finding an actual real woman on that one is pretty low.
Here's what he needs to do. Unless he's been with this woman his whole life, is go find an ex-girlfriend. Because she's had sex with him already, probably. There's a familiarity, and they're going to go, you know what, this is cool. We can do this.
And she might be in an unhappy relationship, too.
Exactly, right. Go find an ex-girlfriend. Now, I mean, not an ex-wife. An ex-girlfriend.
That could be harder on his current relationship.
It would be, but if he wants to get laid and he gets the freebie.
I was going to say the girl in the office you've been flirting with, but he said it's construction. It's mostly dudes.
Yeah.
You're right. He's probably got to go familiar
to get it done quicker.
Yep.
Right.
Yeah.
And to be safer too.
He's not trolling blast call at bars.
Yeah.
Why is dad always gone?
That ain't gonna work. Now him sitting at the end of a bar at 2 in the morning and working.
After 20 years, the game kind of subsides a little bit.
Mm-hmm. He's got to call an ex. All right, we're talking about you all morning long, bud.
He's like, did I mention I'm a former college athlete?
Yeah. What level, you know?
Yeah, and
what sport you play.
And what sport and what position.
Right.
Former offensive lineman.
Yeah.
Who's only gotten bigger.
Yeah.
They said he's a decent shape.
Yeah, I'm sure he wasn't that.
Yeah, I'm sure he can still chuck the shot put.
Yeah.
He's a shot putter.
From way back.
You want to see how far I can throw this glass?
The shot putter.
Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.